Pokes it back to Waite. One of the Kings have lost his stick. Here's Johnson. He scores! Eric Johnson, his first in the NHL, came on a power play, and it's brought the Blues on top 4-3.
Eric Johnson gets his first NHL goal, and it was the game winner as the Blues beat LA 5-3. Chris Kerber, the call on KMOX in St. Louis. The top pick in the 2006 draft had his first goal on the same night. The top pick from 07 tallied his first point. Patrick Kane had an assist for Chicago, but he won the game for the Blackhawks in the shootout.
The only number one pick overall in the draft for the Blackhawks approaches the puck at center ice where he picks it up. Kane carries over the red wing line, down the slot, digs and shoots, he scores! Patrick Kane with a backhander, past the Dominator! Hawks lead 1-0 in the shootout.
John Whiteman, the call on the score, 6:70 in Chicago as Kane had the only goal of the shootout and the Blackhawks edged Detroit 4-3. It was a big week for rookie goalies. Montreal's Carey Price made 26 saves in his NHL debut as the Habs handled Pittsburgh 3-2. It came on the same night. Ottawa rookie Brian Elliott made his first big league appearance.
Zhitnik sees part for him, drops it back. Perrin back in front. Oh, what a save by Elliott. Here's Zhitnik. Wines fires. Blocker save from Elliott.
Outstanding. What movements.
Two on one the other way. Here comes Little. Little moving in. His shot. What a save by Elliott.
Left arm got the trapper up. Big time save once again from the rookie netminder.
Dean Brown on the team 1200 in Ottawa as Elliott made 27 saves to backstop the Sens to their fifth straight win, 3-1 over Atlanta. It was just the third time in 25 years that two goalies won their NHL debuts on the same night. Well, the Sens were out to equal a franchise mark with a 6-0 start, but Eric Cole in Carolina had other ideas.
Grabbed by Stahl and his clearing pass to Chandler Rhodes and he's away at center. Over the line, wide on right wing, a carry across the line. He centers in the slot for Cole, he shoots, he scores! A quick rip shot, and he beat Gerber on his stick side high as a trailer, and Cole with his second of the night. LaRose with his third assist at 6:35 to make it 4-1.
Chuck Caton on the Hurricanes radio network as Cole's second goal of the night was the game winner in Carolina's 5-3 triumph. The Flyers opened the season out west and couldn't be stopped in Vancouver.
Trevor Linden comes out to take the draw on the circle to the right of the Flyer net. Against Richards. Richards won that big faceoff win, but the Flyers can't clear. Now they will. And breaking down the ice, shorthanded is Richards. He's all alone. Walking right in. Backhand, he scores! Mike Richards on a 5-on-3 power play for Vancouver. Scores his second of the night, a shorthanded goal. It's 8-2 Flyers, and everything going right for Philadelphia.
Tim Saunders on WIP in Philadelphia as Mike Richards with a rare 5-on-3 shorthanded goal to cap a 4-point night, and the Flyers crushed the Canucks 8-2. David Legwand was a one-man wrecking crew for Nashville.
Puck is given to Ortmeier, shot block. Legwand turning, Frank Leatrick, he gets it! David Legwand with the hat trick. Here comes the Chapeau! It's 5-1 Nashville.
Pete Weber, the call on the Predators radio network as Legwand, the first player ever drafted by Nashville, recorded his second career three-goal game, and the Preds dimmed the Stars 5-1. Finally, to become the leading scorer for your franchise is quite an accomplishment, especially when you play for one of the league's founding members. Toronto routed the Islanders 8-1, but the game will be remembered for Matt Sundin passing Daryl Sittler to become the Leafs' all-time point and goal scorer. Dennis Bayak had the call of the historical moment on 640 Toronto Radio.
Here comes Sundin in on the left side, and Fred the Blake scores! Matt Sundin, this one may have gone off a skate! In a Toronto Maple Leaf jersey. He is also the all-time goal leader for the Toronto Maple Leafs. It is now official.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.